generation. Please tell me, my son, what can I give it to you? Because I'm leaving. But the disciple is really son. So he said, I want your spirit. He said, ask of me, what may I do for you before I am taken from you? Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. Parents, make it very clear. I know you can give money, job, very good education, food, very good. But today you have to say, Lord, good. I'll try to give everything for my children. I try my best. But one thing, I will never miss my parents, my spirits. To walk with you, I want to give it to them. Even the gifts I have, I will give it to my son. My daughter is what I want from you, nothing else. But I tell you, when you make this prayer, God will give you finance. No problem. If you want to put the children in the very good education, God will give you school fee, education fee, God will pay for you. Even if you want to have a good house, God will give you. I tell you, God will make it. But please, the heart of God, please, the heart of God is always, Lord, I want my children to walk with you just like me. We are husband and wife. We walk with you. And today, we want our children to walk with you. Are you? Will you be able to pray with me this?
Yep.
Will you pray?
Yes.
This prayer will always please the heart of God. So we are going to make this covenant with God and say, Lord, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And say, Lord, I'm even praying for 1 hour. In future, my children can pray. Maybe after 10 years, 2 hours my children can pray. Even next year, children can worship 2 hours. This is my prayer. God will be so pleased. Even if it doesn't happen today, but you make the prayer, make the covenant, my God is so pleased. Best prayer. Double portion of my spirit of the Lord. Clean heart, pure heart. This is what I want to transfer to my children. And also, I want to tell you, the parents here, maybe some more, if you have a problem with your children, also I'm going to pray. And you will have an extra special anointing today. If you have any problem with your children, physically, emotionally, spiritually, I tell you, you will have an anointing of Elijah today. Elijah anointing is a breakthrough always. Breakthrough anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All the parents standing here, can you raise up your hand? Father, today I come before you. And we are ready to pray for our children, God.
Amen.
But we need you, God, because we are struggling. We need a breakthrough. We need an Elijah anointing. Double portion we need, God. Father, we have nothing to give it to our children. Only thing, we can pray over our children. That is the spirit of godliness. Father, I pray for every parent here, Father. I just release, Pastor. Please go touch the parents. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I just pray, God, release the anointing upon the couples, Father, the parents, God. Father, today we pray over them, Father, that they will receive a fire and anointing for their father's heart and mother's love, Father. We pray over them, Father, a new anointing, God. Thank you, Father. Let the servants today, the father and mother, will receive the father's heart. Thank you, Father. Anoint, Father. We release. Pastor, please lay a hand over their head and pray over them. Release the anointing. Release the anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you have any struggle, you are not able to pray for your children. You are not able to talk to your children. And God is anointing, breaking your prayer. I see a breakthrough right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we pray over every father and mother, Father, to really walk with the children, Father. We pray over them, God. Father, they don't know how to talk to the children. Even they don't know how to pray. They don't have any language with the children. I release this, the language of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. You don't know how to talk to them. They have a different language, different culture, but I release that this the culture of the Holy Spirit. This new culture is the Holy Spirit, kingdom culture. Thank you. I release right now the power of the Holy Spirit. you will be able to talk to them in God's language. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray over them right now. Break every kind of curses, every kind of bondages. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Every kind of struggle today, I pray over these parents, Father. Thank you. I just release the peace in their prayer. When you pray, there will be peace. No hurt. I see a peace in your prayer. Thank you, Father. When you release, the anointing will be so pure, not emotion, not hurt, anger. I see a pure anointing coming from the heavenly throne. Receive right now. Thank you, Father. You will love your children. You will accept your children. You will bless your children. You will anoint your children. Thank you. Anointed. Your children are anointed. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is my prayer. Thank you, Father. We pray over the father and mother to receive the special spirit of Elijah. Elijah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Okay. Can you go behind? Behind the children? Behind the children.
Please.
Yes.
Please.
The children, please come to the front. Children, come to front. And the parents begin. Okay. Because I'm old, I pray for you. Yeah? Pray for you.
You guys ready to receive? Yeah? Can you close your eyes? Father, we pray that you would awaken the hearts of children. You said, come unto me, you little ones. The kingdom of God is yours. Father, we ask that you would pour out your spirit on them. That they will see dreams, that they will see vision, that they will see signs and wonders, that they will know that it is you. Father, I pray that their faith, even though it's like a mustard seed, it will grow double-fold. Lord, I pray that you would ignite in them a passion for the Word. You will ignite in them a passion for your Word. You will ignite in them a passion for your kingdom. That they will love you, Lord. They will seek you, Lord. Father, I pray for anxieties to die. Amen. I pray for depression to die.
Amen.
I pray that they will be free in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Stress is not a word from God, but there is a peace that comes into their room tonight. There's a peace that will come into their beds tonight. They will experience you. They will experience joy. They will experience everything that the world does not say you have. Abba, pray for encounters. That there would be pure joy in you, Lord. There would be pure joy in you. When they walk around these schools, kids will ask them, who are you? Why are you so different? Because it's you. Lord, I pray that you would teach them how to read the Bible. You will teach them how to read the Bible. You will speak to them loud and clear. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Now, I'm just going to ask the children to pray with the parents. But one thing, okay, I want to tell a story. You know, we have many children, and we train the children to pray for the families and salvation. The main goal of revival is salvation. Salvation in the family. So there was one child, she never received the father's love. Her father is drunkard and murderer. Went to prison many times. She always beats the child. The child is so angry because of violence in the family. So I always teach her always to love your father. But every time she said, no, he's not my father. I don't like my father. He hates me. But we kept on praying. And one day Holy Spirit touched that child. She, her heart completely changed. And she said, and from that day, she started praying for her father to be saved. Salvation, saved. So always she would pray, Jesus, my father should stop drinking. My father should stop beating. My father should stop stealing. My father should stop going to the prison. A prayer every day. 7 years old child. Seven years. Her prayer is so powerful. Then she went back home. I told her, pray for your dad. And usually she never look at the father's face, run away when the father is shouting all the time, beating. Child always run away, cannot stand before the father. But after receiving the father's love, have an encounter with Jesus, 7 years old child I am talking, she had an encounter with Jesus. And she, her life totally changed. No fear. She went back home. And then when the father came, she looked at the father, Daddy, I want to pray for you. And the father was shocked. What? She never speak a language in front of the father. Hide when he comes, she will be hiding, shivering. Whole family, even wife, run away. But now she said, Daddy, I want to pray for you. So what happened? I want to pray for you. You know who he is? He's shouting, what? What are you talking to me? You know what she did? She went straight and put that. When you receive the love of Jesus, then you have the power of the Holy Spirit, no one can stop you. She put the hand like this. Wow, the man was shocked. He could not talk. Jesus. I know I love my daddy. My daddy is so good to me. I love him. So many years. Kind of beating, hating. No, she said, I love my daddy. She says, please, I want my dad not to drink anymore. No more drinking. Please, my daddy should not beat me. No more. I love my daddy. Please save him. I want him to come to church with me. Jesus. You know how she prayed? Put her like Jesus. Don't worry, your hair is wet. Anointed. Amazing. When you see the power of the Holy Spirit, she's not worried about anyone. Just put the hand, close her eyes and start. Tears come. I need my dad. I need my family. I need my dad. Please. And this man, slowly the tears started coming. He began to cry. What happened? Shaken. I said, Daddy, please don't drink anymore, please, Daddy, just because of me, please don't drink anymore, please, Daddy, don't beat Mom anymore, please, Daddy, please don't beat Mom, please. The man crying. Finally, you know what she asked? She says, you know, Jesus touched my life. I want you to come to Jesus. Please receive Jesus. Can you believe 7-year-old child just like a pastor? What's your age?
15.
Wow. What's your age?
10.
10? You are like a 30. So power. It's you? 5 years? 6 years? Wow. And it's you?
10.
I tell you, you have a power. The same girl, what I'm talking, you have it. Wow. You have it. You have such a power, the anointing, I tell you. The coming days, this child, you are going to see the power. Amen. Intercessor. She will love daddy. Are you a daddy child? Right? Yeah, I know you are daddy child.
Thank you, Jesus. One. And she said, Daddy, answer Jesus. Jesus loves you. Then she said, yes. And she said, yes. Then she asked, will you give up drinking? He said, yes. Wow. You know what she did? You have anointing. I tell you, you have anointing power. Your day will come. You will have the gift of evangelism. Gift of evangelism. You need not even preach. You touch, people's heart will be changed. Alcohol, drinking, drugs will be changed. Gone. You have the power. You have such an anointing. This young generation, don't think small. I look at them and say, it's a very good famous pastor here. Right? Right? You have Samuel, you have David, you have Joshua, all the three are anointing. Such a power. She took the father's hand, went to the church, to the pastor. Can you believe? Children are very good evangelists. What you and me cannot do, these children can change the family.
Right.
Amen? 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 You can change. You can change your family. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Very soon something will happen. Your tears. You have the heart of the father, heart of the mother. Receive today to pray and bless your family today. And then when he went to the church, the pastor was afraid. He started running away.
Yes.
Because everybody knows this man. He's a drunkard. He'll come and beat all the people. Beat the pastor many times. Many times he beat the pastor. When the worship was going on, he came and beat the pastor. Don't preach here. Huh? Now this man is coming to church. And he's so scared. But you know this girl, Pastor, no, my father is changed. What? Can you believe it? Can you believe it? This word I'm sharing with you today, children, you're not children. You have the power of Holy Spirit, Pentecostal anointing. You can see the breakthrough. Your prayer, your love coming from your heart can break it. Your father will come, your mother will come, your grandpa, grandma, they throw away all the idol worship and then come and worship the Lord holding your hand. Say Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And she said, no, Daddy, you know, Pastor, my father completely changed. He's no more like that. He loves Jesus. He received Jesus, wants to receive Jesus. Wow. He said, yes. Then he asked him, who preached gospel to you? This small girl said, I brought him to Jesus. Wow. Can you believe it? Will you do that?
Yeah, I
do. I know. Not your parents. Your parents are very good. But you will bring many, many fathers and mothers to Jesus, I tell you.
Amen.
He will bring it. Joshua? You are Joshua, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You will break the wall of Jericho. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And you will be another Nehemiah. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bridging the gaps. You are the one. God is going to do. Amazing children. They are the agents of transformation. Right now. Are parents, are you happy for your children? Are you happy for your children? They are a big blessing. They are a big blessing. Come on, everyone, turn to your parents and turn to them. And parents, tell them, you are my big blessing. And children, tell your parents, you are my big blessing. You are a big blessing. You are a big blessing. You are a big blessing. Come on, say, you are a big blessing. You are a big blessing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. That's your dad, right? Who is that? Tell him you are a big blessing. Tell him you are my big blessing. You are my big blessing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you one thing. Children,
today you are so blessed, so anointed. Today, you know, may I pray for you. You have such anointing. Now, I'm going to ask you one thing. Can you turn to your parents and ask them that I'm going to pray for you? What do you want me to pray? First thing, what you want? Can you turn to them and ask? What I'm going to pray for you, what do you want me to pray? Come on. Okay. Hold the hand of your parents. Start praying. Start praying for your parents right now. It's not only what they want, but the anointing released to them. Just hold the hands of your parents right now. Tell them. And tell them, tell your parents, I'm so blessed, Ma. I'm blessed by you, Daddy. I'm so blessed. I'm so happy that you are my dad. You are my mom. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed because of you. Thank you. I'm so blessed. Come on. Turn to your dad and tell him. You tell him, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. Yes. Tell your daughter, I'm so blessed. Yes, you are my daughter. I'm so blessed. Thank you. I'm so blessed because of you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just start praying for your parents now. Start praying for your parents. Thank you. Start praying for your parents. Your parents really need a breakthrough. Pray over them. Hold the hands and pray over them. Father, I know my dad loves me. My mom loves me. But they really need a breakthrough. Jesus, bless my father. Bless my family, God. Bless my family, God. Thank you. You have given me. Thank you. I know you have to pray for your dad. Pray for him. I know that you have to. Yes, I know how much your father loves you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, I know God is right now touching you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pray over her. Pray over her. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Father, we want to see the breakthrough, Father. I know some children are struggling. They don't know how to love their children, God. Father, today I pray something is happening. I know today your parents are big blessing. When you bless them, you are going to see a new breakthrough in their life. Something they are waiting. God is waiting. Yes, Lord, I want my children, my parents to be blessed. Something they need. Lord, it's not enough. We want more. We want more. Yes, pray for your mom. Pray for your dad. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My mom is such a wonderful worshiper. But she's my very good mom. I love her. I love her. I want my mom to be totally be free. No more anxiety. Bless my mom. She must be hard for many children like me. Thank you, Jesus. Worshiping. My mother is a worshiper. I want to be a worshiper. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. I'm so happy for my mom and my dad. My family is a big blessing, God. Thank you. Yes, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you pray for your daughter for her education? Education. Because God has a plan for her. Very good university. Very good university. So the schooling is going to be very good international level. God is going to release to her. Just pray over her. Don't worry about money. Tell her, don't worry about money. God will provide. God will provide. Pray over her. Release her. There's an anointing on her. For the university students, campus ministry. She's going to have a campus ministry, university ministry. Thank you. Pray over her. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. We see the son is a big blessing, Father. The son is a big blessing in the family, God. This house become house of prayer because of the son. This son is Isaac. It's not Ishmael. This is Isaac. This son is Isaac. Isaac, inherited this child. Thank you. We see the love in this family because of him, Father. And today we pray for the complete healing, God. The son is going to be completely free. He will be Isaac generation, Father. We see him free, completely. I see the memory. I see the memory. Thank you. He's coming back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you for the amazing children given. But Father, we pray for the child in the womb of the mother, complete healing, Father. Did you pray, Father? No? Thank you, Jesus. I see something when mother had conceived the child. some anxiety, depression. But today, we right now break these strongholds, the bondage in her, Father. Thank you. But I want to tell you, there is something God is speaking. I want to tell you, you know, this child, when she gets married, she will not have problem like you. She will be totally a blessing, a generation blessing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for the double blessing in the family, Father. Thank you for the mom. Thank you for the dad, for the whole family, Father. Thank you for the love and unity in this family. Thank you, Jesus. We release, Father, this child, Father, we release for the youth ministry, God. You have to say, I want my son to go for the young youth ministry worshiper. And also Joshua ministry to rebuild the wall. Broken but rebuild. Joshua and Nehemiah. Thank you, Father. This is your son. Joshua and Nehemiah. Both anointings in him. Breaking the wall and rebuild the wall. This is him. Your son will have both. Break the wall and rebuild the wall. Thank you. You will see that. Release your son for this ministry. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we pray. And I just pray. When you pray for your mom, pray for the marriage. Thank you, Father, in your family. There is so much conflict and a big problem going on. Now we pray for the marriage right now. Father, we right now pray for the marriage of the family. Can you pray? Thank you, marriage in the family.
Father, we ask for you. Father, I pray for every broken doors to be repaired. Every broken pathways to be repaired. Father, any hurt, any damages, depression, any anxiety within the family would be broken in the name of Jesus. There would be trust that we built in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless her. Father, I pray that there would be healing, Lord. There would be healing in this family. There would be healing in this family. There would be restoration in this family. Father, we ask that you would remove every brokenness and you would heal them, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you. I see some release today in this family because of you. Your best daughter. You are the best daughter. You are not a problem. You are a big blessing. You are a big blessing. You always tell your mom, I am a big problem for the family. No, no. You are a big blessing. You are a big blessing. Yes. Mom, you tell your daughter, you are not a problem. You are a big blessing. Tell her. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you pray for this child? She always feels she's really a problem.
Lord, I pray.
Jesus. Mandy 在你眼里就是一个珍珠，他看你就像是一个很宝贵、很有光泽、很美的珍珠。主啊 ，Mandy， 你会在你的家里面发光，你会成为你家里面的祝福。主，感谢你，主，你看得到 Mandy 的心，你看他最深，他心里面最深最深的那个恐惧，你看他那个，他那个。你看他的害怕，主，但是主，你告诉媒体说不要害怕，你不是负担，你不是，你是，你不但只是，你不但是你家的祝福，你也是我们教会的祝福。哈利路亚，感谢主。
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.Thank you, Jesus. The bondage is broken. I see something broken here. Thank you. So many years, now it's broken. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see marriage in the family will come back alive. Thank you. Children will be born healthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. No more attack on this generation. I release this family, Father. What a family we have. And the daughter is so such a big blessing.Thank you. We see the healing and restoration today. You are a big blessing for the family. I tell you. You are not a burden for your mom. You are a big blessing for your mom. God, I tell you, your mom is so happy whenever she sees you. Yes. She's so happy whenever she sees you. Thank you. She missed you many times. But you are a blessing. Don't say, I'm a burden for my mom. No way. Thank you, because you are a blessing from God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. My God is answering your prayer. Your mom will be alive for a long time. Thank you, I tell you. Your mom will be alive. Thank you, I tell you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. I see the pain of the daughter many times. Thank you. My God is healing your mom today. Thank you. Your love is healing her completely. Thank you, Father. Thank you, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are you happy today?
Amen.
I know. I know. Today, I tell you, every child, so everyone is a blessing today. You got amazing breakthrough today. Everyone here. I was seeing like of 30, 40 kids, but only 4, 5 kids. That means chosen, chosen, chosen. Something is going to happen.
Amen.
God choose. You know, I see only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kids. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Start praying. One thing I ask all the children, pray every day 1 minute for your children, for your parent. Can you do that? Yeah. I know she will pray for not 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, yes? Yeah. Even they forget, ma'am, you know, my son, he'll come and say, you know, I'm a pastor, right? And my wife is a very good intercessor. Sometimes my son will come and tell me, Dad, you're not praying? You tell me I'm a pastor. My son will come and tell me, Dad, we have to pray. And my son tells me, my son, I pray for him. But today comes and tells me, Daddy, you have to pray. Remind your parents, okay? Yes, tell them, I will be praying for you. Even though you sometimes forget sleeping, but I will be coming on your bed and start praying over you. You know, one of the strategies I want to teach you, my wife always pray for my children, my son and daughter. But when my son grows, you know the children, you know, then they cross 12 foot. But you will not be like that, okay? You will not be like that. You will not be like that. And so, you know, my wife, she's very smart intercessor. She has said oil. And when he sleeps, she will take the oil, go like a small thief, go to the room, and then touch the feet and take the oil. And then touch that. And then he opens his eyes. What are you doing? Oh, no. He anoints my son. Anoints with oil. He cannot refuse. He's sleeping. I'm encouraging the parents every day before going to bed. Touch them. If they don't like, let them sleep. And I encourage the parents every day, anoint them. Every day. Sometimes when they go to the university, go out of the house, go to the bed and take the oil, put on the pillow where they sleep. So good. Pray, mother. Pray over the bed where they are sleeping. Sometimes I tell them, I take the picture of your son and daughter. They go out, but keep the picture under the pillow. And go every day, pray over. When the son comes back, he take the pillow and see his picture under the pillow. And he says, what are you doing? Oh, every night I come and pray for him. He will never forget. When he goes to the school, university, or anywhere, or even go with their friends to have alcohol, drink, etc. He always says, my mom every night coming and praying over my bed. Even you go and take alcohol, you think of, my mom is praying. Your hand will be shaking. Amen.
Amen.
your children. I want you to follow a few methods. Can you do that? Can you do that? Right? Can you do all moms and even dads? Can you do this method? Every night or night. Even they don't like, let them sleep, but pray over the night. Power, 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 power. Thank you. Father, we thank you. For the mothers and fathers, I tell you, you have such an anointing. Yes. You have power and anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, today we pray for the whole family. Have a new strategy for a generation blessing. Family blessing, marriage blessing. I pray in the name of Jesus. When the children pray, something is going to happen in the family, God. What the parents wanted to say, I pray, is going to happen because of the children. Children, children, we pray. And today I pray, Father, the children will have a future, very good marriage. This is my prayer. In America, so much divorce, separation. But now I pray all the children today, Father, they will have a good marriage. I know you are going to bless them with a good job, good education, but today my prayer, children should have a good marriage. This is my prayer, God. You will have, your children will have a good marriage. The person coming will be a godly person, God's loving person, prayerful person. That is my prayer. Right now, I release upon these parents, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen? Amen?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Are you happy today?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, go back home and do every day. And don't forget, okay, I'm going to amaze on the 1 minute card. Okay, I'm going to give you every child 1 minute card. And now you take and give it to your parent, okay? Right? 1 minute. Tell your parent, please pray for me every day 1 minute. Tell them, okay? Okay, now, I want you to give it to your parent. And then both of you just pray together. This is 1 minute prayer every day. Yeah, keep it together, both. And now you just pray, Lord, we are going to pray. Just hold the hands, pray over that 1 minute card. You say, Lord, I'm going to pray with my mom, my dad, 1 minute. This prayer is for my family and also for the orphans and the poor and the young generation. I'm going to pray every day, Father. I'm going to pray with my family 1 minute. Thank you, Jesus. 1 minute, 1 minute. When my mother, my father pray 1 minute, I see a power and anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. 1 minute prayer is for family and also nation. We are going to see the 1 minute prayer in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every child, give it to your parent, that 1 minute card. Hand over to them. Give it to them. Very good. Very good. Give it to them. Thank you, Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now I'm going to do one thing. Amidst all the cards, the application, the forms put here on the floor. Whoever wanted to have that, you know, be a spiritual parent, and you have already promised, I want you to come to the front, and all the children will write. Now I'm going to do one thing. Yeah, put the card, all the forms. All the forms. And then I want all the parents who already promised that you are going to have 100 days, you are going to pray every day. I want you to come to the front. And I want you... Yes, and children, come here. Yeah, children, come here. Okay. Now, I just want me to do all the cards here. All the forms you will see here. And children, kneel down and pray over this. Can you just little more? That's it. Yeah. Release. Okay. Children, touch this, the palms. And I ask all the people who have already partnered, just behind the children, can you kneel down and touch the children? And you will see the anointing. Thank you, Father. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Children, pray over this, because the prayer right now, what they are going to do is for the nations. And thank you, Father, in the 100 days, there are many young people going to come to the Lord. And this is the time we pray over the children, Father. Not what we want to do, let our children receive the anointing, God. Thank you, Father. I pray for all the parents. They become a spiritual parents. I pray right now, Father, they receive the anointing heart for the young generation, Father. They will receive the heart for the nation, Father. We pray that children and the parents walk together. Malachi chapter 4, 6 happening right now. It's not only children, it's not only parents, even children and parents always walk together and pray together for the nations. We are going to further revival, revival, revival. And we are going to see our children to be a part of the revival. But we are behind to support and bless our next generation. Receive the heart for the young generation. We release the fire of revival right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We see, Father, that before the nation get the revival, I want my son, my daughter, get the fire. My son get the fire. My daughter get the fire. My young generation get the fire. My grandchildren get the fire. My family people get the fire. My family should reach the God. Father, we right now pray. Children, young people should reach the nation. But we want to support our children. We want to support the young generation. We will be fathers and mothers. Today we receive the heart, not only for our children, also for the orphans, for the broken families, divorced families, single moms. We pray right now. We pray over these children, Father. The young people, they receive the Father's heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We touch every mom. They want to pray 100 days, spiritual parent. But we pray over our young people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. These children will have a fire. When they come, in my house, in our house, there is going to be a fire because of our children, our grandchildren. We see, as a whole family, we are going to pray together. In the name of Jesus, right now, we declare a breakthrough. We see the breakthrough. Stronghold is broken. Curse is broken. We see something happening in my family. Marriage is coming. Children are going to be born. Young people will be transformed. In our family, God. In our ministry, God. There's going to be a big change happening because of these children. These children are a big blessing. They have a fire. These children have a fire. These young people have a fire. And we release love upon them. We release mantle around them. Shield around them. Protect my child. Protect our young people. No attack from this world. No attack from the social media. No attack from the internet. No attack from the video games. No attack from the drugs. No attack from the alcohol. No attack from the enemy. We protect our children by the blood of Jesus. Holy fire. Holy fire. Coming to our children. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Release them. We cover them by the prayer, by the blood of Jesus. We cover our children, God. We want our children to be holy. Our children to be holy. Our young people to be holy. We want to bless them. Cover them. No more attack. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, today we declare the spiritual parent. It's not only parents, even children also join together. Today, Malachi 4:6 is happening today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm asking you, can you release a word? One word, what God say, what God wants to speak to you about the children this day. God, what is the heart of God? Why God really loves children, right? God loves the children. Why do you feel that children are very important? Do you feel that we have to pray for the young people?
Dear Lord, people out there, kids are dying. They are sick. Help them be healed by your heart, by your fire. May they all be blessed, baptized, so that they can all go to heaven and believe more in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow! Thank you, Jesus.
What you see many of your children in the school, you know, you see Indian children, like an African American. You know, but you see the neighborhood. You see in your neighborhood, right? Not in the neighborhood. In your neighborhood, you see a lot of children, young people.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So do you have anything God wants you to kind of pray for them?
Yeah.
And have you heard of many stories? They are in alcohol, broken families. There are so many children from the broken families.
No, I don't
really
know.
Do you know any of your friends?
No. Like, my friends don't have this kind of thing.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
But have you heard of many orphans, many kids coming from this kind of, you know?
Okay. I hope we can bless the orphans and the people in need. And people, often many are homeless or don't have a family or connected family, and I hope we can bless them with many miracles to come and that they can have a completed family with you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I know you have something, you have such a, you know, father's heart. You have the father's heart. I want you to pray over the father's heart.
Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for those kids that just have a really bad life with things like drugs, alcohol, and social media, and that they were controlled by these things with technology, and that they just don't want to learn. I pray that you'll help these kids so they can know you better and worship you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What a powerful prayer. What a powerful prayer. I know God is answering your prayer. Thank you. Let's all raise up your hands over the kids one more time. Lord, this is a generation. We dedicated them, Father, to be a Joshua, to be Esther. We release this generation. Thank you, Father. We release John. Thank you in this place, Father. We release Maria. Thank you, Father. We need Maria. Thank you, Father. We need Esther's, Father. We need it. This generation. You have chosen Joshua generation, Father. We are so happy for our children, God. We are happy for our grandchildren. We release them, Father. What we wanted, now we release to our children, Father. This is going to happen. We release our children, next generation. We want to see the revival, the change, and the fire in our whole family, God. Whole family be saved. Not only my family, my sibling, all the family people will be saved because of my children. I thank God for my children, God. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. This is how I want to have the, you know, what I'm talking about, the seeing of children also pray. Children have prayer, but parents also will join. And then children will start praying for parents. Parents will start praying for children. And also we will send every week 7 children prayer picture. So children should hold the hand and pray over the 7 pictures.
Okay.
In the children also prayer. But if when there's only parents come, no problem. You can pray. But you can teach them to pray for the orphans and the children around the world. They would receive such a heart. Second, we will every week we send one nation. You pray for that nation. Maybe Nigeria or Cambodia or Vietnam. We will send you every week. You can pray over them. Tell the children what's going on in Cambodia or maybe in Africa. You can tell them. Then they will start praying. Then we will send you video. You can see the video. How those children in Africa will pray. They will receive the fire. Then look at this. 3 minutes, 2 minutes, that's all. They have to watch and say, wow. Today, 24 hours, children are praying. You can see the internet. They are praying right now. Different countries. All kids are praying. I believe one day, these children also will come in our 24 hours prayer.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to have one in America. So, I want you have take up 1 hour with your children. And then all over the world, the children and the parents should look at, wow. In America, they pray like this. It's not only in Africa. It's not only India and Taiwan. Even in America. Wow. So I want, but I tell you, your children have such an anointing. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
This is called the children house of prayer. We allow our children to pray, but we pray and then allow the children to pray. We have to pray. We have to show that we are praying for them. That's what I'm telling you. What I showed you today is small. Maybe Pastor, this day, can you do one favor? Can you buy oil? you know, holy oil.
Yeah.
We do in Singapore. We have a holy oil, and then every week or every month, just pray and give it to the parents.
Sure.
Can you do that?
Sure.
So when you go home every day, I want you to anoint your children. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Will you do that?
Yeah.
Yes. Will you do that?
Yes.
It's a power. Every day, anoint your children. So every month, once a month, pastor will have a time for children. He will have a pray for children, and every parent come, receive one bottle and go back home, pray every day.
Okay.
Split method. Do you like it?
Yeah.
And then also when you come here, parents, when you come for a prayer, bring your children. Okay? Don't forget. When you come for prayer every week, or even Zoom, you have to hold your children picture and pray. I want to see, because I'll be watching the Zoom, how you pray. Everyone should hold, when you come for a prayer, either physically or Zoom, you should hold the picture of a child. So all in Zoom, maybe in whole America, 10,000 people look at your picture, children for a child. Everyone come with your child picture. Don't forget. It's a very important, my calling for the children. Next year, you should pray. You should, Elijah anointing should go to the Elisha. Right? That is called the seal. Not simply coming and seeing somebody. No! Pray for your children, then your children will have heart for orphans and other nations. They should have the heart, not only you. They should see that. This is my heart. These children should pray for Africa, China. They have to pray. So I really want every time the Sigap gathering here, but here right now may not be able to come physically, but I want at least once a month come together. But the rest of the week, you can do the Zooming. So I want that those sign up, we will form a group.
Yes.
So then once a month I will come into the group, Zoom, and pray with you.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay.
But don't forget to pray for your children. Everyone first pray for your children, then pray one more child, we will send in you. Don't forget. Third one, orphanage. We will give you send an orphanage, we own orphanage. Any country we will send. You can pick up those orphanage, pray for that orphanage, that country. Okay? Right? Very simple. I finished my task. Now you can give me curry, right, Tiffany? My tea, chaya is ready, right? Okay, don't worry. I'm so happy. I thank God for pastor. And also very important time I came this time.
Sure.
Yeah, because you need a breakthrough.
Yes.
But I tell you, take these children into the prayer. You see the breakthrough. This is the secret, the key.
And
key is the children and next generation.
Amen.
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 Amen. So I thank God for you. And amazing, you can take the form. Okay? I'm so blessed today because this is the teaching God gave me.
Yes.
It's not just coming and preaching. This is the one. So I'm so happy this morning. So happy. Wow. So happy. Wow. I want to come back.
You.
I'm so happy today. This is exactly I was. You understand what I was looking for?
I understand.
These children.
Sure.
How they, you know, the girl and mother prayed. You see that?
So transform the children, transform the family, transform the church, and then transform
exactly.
The nations. Yeah.
It's a change. Prayer change, you know. New strategy for me.
Oh, I see.
Gotcha. Don't think we are pastors and famous people can only change, can pray.
No, it's the children.
These children, this young generation can. This is what they see. We have to make the focus very clearly.
I see.
Okay.
Okay.
Amen. Yeah. I'm so happy. How many of you are excited today? I'm so happy. I'm so happy today. My vision is today happening today. My vision is children, young generation.
Amen.
Not children. That's my heart. And today, it's not my heart, it's God's heart. And it's going to happen. It's a very good start. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.